Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2022. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A. and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to thank everybody that's attending the first quarter 2022 earnings call. I'm gonna go through the highlights, and then, as the operator said, we're gonna have a Q&A session. So, starting with the financial highlights, the first quarter of 2022, when we compare to the same period of 2021, we had Prumo Parque Ferroporte being positively impacted by the increase of 14.1% in the take-or-pay tariff, which is the result of an increase of 21.1% of the PPI for 2021. This increase was actually partially offset by the depreciation of the US dollar against the Brazilian real, which decreased from an average of 5.48 BRL per USD in the first 3 months of 2021 to 5.23 on the same period of 2022, which means almost a 5% depreciation. During the first quarter of 2022, revenues from the TOIL, which are the port access fees, increased 21% to a total amount of 6.8 million BRL. On the first quarter, Ferroporte handled 4.6 million metric tons of iron ore, which is a decrease of 15% comparing to the same period of 2021. This decline was actually due to maintenance stoppages at the mine, which are Anglo 100% operations due to heavy rains in the beginning of the year. According to Anglo, the iron ore production for 2022 was actually revised down from a range of 24 to 26 million metric tons for this year to a range from 22 to 24 million metric tons. For the first quarter 2022, when we compare to the same period of 2021, the gross revenues grew 4% to 277 million BRL. EBITDA remained relatively stable at 199 million, and the EBITDA margin decreased to 81% on a not adjusted basis. Ferroporte distributed to Promopar and to Anglo American 98.1 million as intercompany loan repayment versus 138.4 for the same period of 2021. In the same first quarter, Promopar received, after 0.2 million of withholding taxes, a total amount of 74.1 million of intercompany loan repayments, which is 7.6 higher than the 68.6 million received in 2021. In March of 2022, Ferroporte concluded actually the last intercompany loan payment. The outstanding loan balances with shareholders were fully settled, and the future distributions from now on will be done quarterly through dividends and/or capital reductions, distributions, and not by the repayment of the IC loans. And it's important to remind that the distributions will still follow the existing minimum cash mechanism calculated at the Ferroporte level. We'll take a look at the EBITDA, the adjusted EBITDA, actually, when we compare from each and every quarter from the fourth quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2022, we had always ranges on EBITDA margins from 78 at least to above 80%. This one is specific on the first quarter. When we looked at the adjusted EBITDA margin, we had 82.6% of margin. Talking a little bit about ESG terms, it's important to highlight that we have at the Ferroporte operations some constant and periodic monitoring programs of various matters, such as particularly air quality and others. And Ferroporte structures its ESG policies and actions following the ESG score ranking designed by a local consultant called Citawi. And we have each and every year the calculation of the position of Ferroporte within those ranking scales, which is the way of measuring the advance on this topic. Going through Ferroporte consolidated financials, first taking a look at the income statement, important highlights here, on revenues from the iron ore, which increased 3.9% to 269.7 million BRL in the first quarter, mostly due to the positive preliminary PPI for the 2021 year, which was, as I said, already somehow offset partially by the depreciation of the US dollar against the BRL. Quickly going through cost of services, there was a decrease of slightly above 16%, which was due to a decrease of the depreciation and amortization caused by an accounting adjustment of approximately 19 million in 2021. The decrease was partially offset by the increase in consumable spare parts of almost 4 million BRL within the period, mainly materials and energy, and in third-party services of 2.1 million caused by the dredging services of 4 million, which is included in the OPEX. On the overall operating expenses, there was an increase of 74.3% due to an increase on the provision of litigation process of 2 million BRL. This was not a change in the likelihood of the outcome of that by any means, but an increase in the value that's being discussed by 2 million BRL. And during the first quarter, the company sold 3.5 million BRL of non-consumed electric energy that it's incorporated on this as well. When we look to the financial net financial income, the total amount summed up 0.8 million in 2022 compared to a net financial loss of 8.4 million on the previous period of last year. Movements are mainly explained by the decrease of the outstanding balance of the intercompany loan, which reduced the financial expenses by 3.6 million for the period, the penalty for the tax installments of 3.8 million during the first quarter 2021, and the higher interest income of 2.9 million caused by the increase of the basic rate CDI here in Brazil. For the first quarter ended in March 31st, 2022, income before income taxes amounted to 182.3 million BRL, leading to a net income of 120 million versus a net income of 118 for the same period of 2021. Looking now to the cash flow statement, Felpot reported a cash flow from operating activities of 134.1 million on the first quarter 2022, which is a decrease of 33.1% when we compare to the same period of 2021. That decrease was actually driven by a better working capital variation of in 2021 caused by the take-or-pay payment that was actually due in 2020 at the very end, that was postponed to the first week of 2021, which affects the amount to the comparison. Felpot CapEx for 2022 summed 5 million BRL. The main expenditures were related to painting and corrosion repairing of roughly 2 million BRL. The remainder was associated to other stay-in-business CapEx, especially minor repairs for operational efficiency and environmental compensation. On the first quarter of 2022, Felpot amortized 96.5 million of principal from the intercompany loan, which was the remaining outstanding balance with the shareholders. Turning now to the highlights on the balance sheet of Felpot for the first quarter, consolidated cash and securities position on March 31st, 2022, amount 172.5 million, and current receivables from related parties sum 95.3 million. The increase in cash and equivalents were due to lower intercompany loan payment in March 2022. It is important to mention that Felpot will continue to distribute its excess of cash following the minimum cash mechanism, as we highlighted in the beginning of this call. And the company will perform now quarterly cash distribution to its shareholders through dividends and or capital reductions as well. Moving to Promopar consolidated financials now. First, some highlights on the income statement. On the first quarter, Promopar reported a net financial income of 204 million BRL, versus a loss of 178.3 million in the same period of 2021. This was impacted by the appreciation of the BRL against the US dollar when comparing the effects that on the end of December 2021 to the end of March 2022, we have 5.58 on the first against 4.74 as the effects at the end of the period for March 31st, 2022. Results of equity in income of subsidiaries remained stable and summed 61.2 million, and net income amounted to 64.4 million versus a net loss of 118.7 million for the first period of 2021. Moving now to cash flow statement, Promopar received as intercompany loan repayment 74.1 million of principal, 1.1 million of interests, already net of taxes. And that was actually the last payment under the intercompany loan program flowing from Felpot to Promopar. On the balance sheet, highlights important to mention here are that reported cash in equivalents amounted 86.1 million, which is an increase of 75.1 million when we compare to the end of December 2021. This increase reflects the intercompany loan received during the first quarter of 2022 and some interest in cash investments. And it's important that to mention that this amount is hedged in accordance with the accounts agreement of the notes. Total debt summed at the end of March, 298.2 million US dollars, being 294.5 of principal outstanding. Promopar's equity increased 267.4 million to negative 73.5 million as a result of the net income for the first quarter of 2022. Those are mainly the highlights that we would like to bring on this call. And now I think we can move to the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to thank you all for attending at this conference, and we will be back shortly with the results of the second quarter for 2022 on the next call. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Prumo Participações e Investimento S.A.'s financial results for the first quarter of 2022 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.